Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized podcast. Thanks so much for your continued support. Hope you enjoy these podcasts. If you do, don't forget to hit the heart button if you're listening to this on your phone so that I know that you enjoy the content. If you can do that, that would be absolutely terrific. Don't forget also you can subscribe to the channel, links down below. And if you want, you can become a patron of the channel, links down below as well. Thanks for all of that. Let's talk about Bonnie Scotland, shall we? Because Scotland is much in the news. Scotland, you know, rather similarly to Ireland, has gone full out for adult vaccination. Or the thing that they call vaccination, probably more accurately defined as 87% adult experimental gene therapy injected. But anyway, 87%, yeah, pretty much, you know, that's almost nine out of 10 adults have got their jibby jab. So I'm absolutely certain, with so many Scots having dutifully went in to the COVID stations, held out their, rolled up their sleeve, taking the jab manfully, or indeed womaxly, or whatever other term you want to use for it, Scotland's got to be doing really well, right? Whoa, hang on. What? Weekly deaths are now 30% above normal? Say what? That can't be right. That's got to be a mistake. No, seems to be absolutely right. The data is all there. You can see the numbers if you go to PHS Scotland, Public Health Scotland, which itself was a bit of a joke. But anyway, if you go to Public Health Scotland, you will see that, yeah, 91.7% of Scots have had one dose, 85% of Scots have had two doses. Yeah, they love their jabs in Scotland. Just one problem. COVID deaths are now 20% above normal for the most recent week, and the trend is white rising. What? How can this be? Well, of course, the thing is that this is the trend we see in all these countries as they approach 85, 90, and 91% in Ireland. What happens is the number of COVID cases rises. The number of deaths will rise. And that's going to happen everywhere, by the way. It's not just in Scotland. But I see the media monitor reports that today's COVID daily cases reveal that Scotland's number of daily cases, let's see what the Scottish numbers are, 2,639 new cases of COVID-19 reported, 40,000 new tests for COVID-19 that reported results, 7% of these were positive. Well, hang on a second. Does that mean that there's been 40,239 Scots tested for COVID-19 and 93% came back negative? So what's this? Just people, this is strange behavior, isn't it? Why would so many people want to test themselves if they've been double jabbed? And then 29 new deaths of people who have tested positive. Notice the manipulation of language there, this continued manipulation of language. So if you've tested positive on a PCR and you die within 28 days of that, for whatever reason, you are a COVID death. That's the way they do that. It's the most blatant manipulation, which they would not have to do, by the way. They wouldn't have to do that if this was an actual pandemic, because the numbers would scare us all and make us realize for ourselves. But so Scotland, anyway, is in a bit of bother. Even the BBC has reported that Scotland's excess deaths are at the highest level since January, 30% above the five-year average. And the BBC, of course, tries to caveat it, despite a fall in COVID-related deaths. Yeah, but hang on a second. COVID deaths are 20% above what they were the equivalent period last year. So how does any of this work? You know, how long can they suspend this kind of reality whereby you're jabbing people to the point where you've got 90% jabbed, but the number of COVID infections keeps rising and the number of COVID deaths will increase, and indeed the number of people in hospital on just about every metric. This is what we see. Meanwhile, of course, also in Scotland, the dreaded COP26 is coming, and in a couple of weeks, and we discovered that people attending this climate summit, these people flying in from all around the world, will be exempted from COVID rules. Well, of course they'll be exempted from COVID rules. We know how it works now. It's really, really clear. There's one rule for them, and there's another rule for you and for me. That's how it works. It's the COVID double standard. The elite can travel where they want, when they want. The elite do not have to wear masks, as we've seen in so many instances, but the servants around them do. And the elite do not have to be double jibby jabbed. No one's checking. Whereas when it comes to ordinary people, yeah, I'm sorry, no double jab, no entry. That's Scotland. Except when it comes to elitists. This is a hypocrisy that runs through this. This is why, you know, what is it Bob Dylan said? You don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Well, indeed not. You don't have to be a genius to work out that when it comes to the narrative around COVID, so many things just do not make sense. It doesn't make sense that if you vaccinate people against a disease, more people get the disease. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that safety measures, we are told, are for our own protection, but then those same safety measures do not apply to the wealthiest and the elite. That doesn't make sense as well. But I'll tell you what does make sense. If you are essentially reconstructing a whole new world order, if you are going about a great reset, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. But hey, no one's talking about that in the mainstream bought-off media. They want to convince you that everything's just normal about this. What could be more normal than vaccinating 89% of Scots and watching the number of cases spiral upwards? What could be more normal and predictable than that? So, folks, anyway, it's a crazy world we live in, but I'm here to try and bring you these realities, and I hope you enjoy them. Remember, hit the heart button. Catch up with you soon.